Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. It's the 8th of August 2017, and today we're talking about exquisite endings, finding the finish. Those last few words, you've done your talk, you've finished your sermon, you're done with your teaching and your preaching, and you've come down to those last few words. What are they going to be just before you pick up your bits and pieces and leave the front and walk back to your seat? Those last few words can be so important. And it's on my mind because I realised this Sunday I hadn't really thought it through. In my second lesson down in Bracknell, I finished with, "To God be the glory, amen." And that's okay, but I hadn't really planned it. And I think there are better ways to finish. Some people finish with a prayer, not because they actually want to pray or feel the need to pray, but because they just don't know what to say. Some people walk off. Some people say, well, and I heard this recently, well, that's what I wanted to tell you, so that's the end, I'm done. Which, again, I'm not going to criticize anybody for any of this because I've done all these, but I'm not sure that's the best way to finish. Now, we don't have a lot of examples in the Bible of the ways that people finish their lessons, their preaching, because we don't have all the words recorded. So, for example, with Jesus, not a lot of examples, but it is interesting to see the reaction. It seems that a lot of the time that people, when people preached, Jesus preached, it was the reaction that tells us that something ended. In chapters 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew, the Great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus finishes with the story about the two men who built their house on sand and rock. The winds blew and beat against their house. It fell with a great crash. As far as we know, that's the end of the lesson there. And what does it say? The people were amazed at his teaching. He just stopped, it appears. Or I like the example of Paul, two examples here in Acts 25 and 26. When he's talking to Festus, he says, "I appeal to Caesar." I appeal to, four words, that's the end of his talk there to Festus, because he knows what he wants or needs from him. So I appeal to Caesar, and Festus confers, and then he says, okay, that's what's going to happen. He knows, I think Paul knew what he wanted to appeal for there. Or then before Agrippa, he comes before Agrippa in chapter 26, and after some talking, he concludes by saying, "I pray to God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains." You can see him rattling his chains there. "May become what I am, except for these chains." And then it finishes. And what does it say? "The king rose, and with him the governor, Bernice, those sitting with them, and they left the room, began saying to one another." So a very powerful ending. I think Paul had thought about what he was going to say right there, and it very powerfully illustrated what he wanted to get across to Agrippa. So I'm asking for help here. How do you end a lesson? What do you think is the best way to end? When you've come to the end, you come to your conclusion, perhaps you've got a final challenge, you've got a final illustration, a word of inspiration, a question. What's the best way to end a lesson? I'd value your thoughts. Please let me know. You can email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, but best of all, leave a message wherever you hear or see this recording. Just leave a comment right there. And the best thing about comments is that other people get to see them, and then we can learn from one another. We learn best when we're in community. Thank you for subscribing if you've already done so. If you haven't, can I ask you to subscribe? And also, one last favor, pass it on. Send this on to one other person. You can tweet about it, stick it on your Facebook page if you like, but pass it on to one friend who you think might benefit. A preacher, a teacher, someone who speaks publicly about the Bible, about Christianity. If they would benefit, that would be wonderful. And also then they can benefit us with their wisdom and understanding as well. So thank you very much. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday, and God bless.